country's back in red as the government tries to slow down the spread of the Omicron variant of COVID-19. The decision was made after nine members of a Nelson family tested positive for Omicron after returning home from attending a wedding in Auckland on January the 13th. Those eligible were double vaccinated. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says there will be undetected cases both in Auckland and in the Nelson-Marlborough area. Under the traffic light system, red means gatherings are restricted to 100 vaccinated people or no more than 25 unvaccinated people. There'll be limits on the number of people allowed at the same time in shops, banks, outdoor markets or takeaways, and social distancing rules will apply. Businesses can open with restrictions. Travel around the country is allowed, but those travelling by plane or ferry will need to be vaccinated or have a negative test. People need to wear masks on transport, including planes, buses or taxis. Jacinda Ardern says the Phase 1 response will apply as long as there are fewer than 1,000 cases a day and there's a chance of stamping out the virus. If Omicron takes off, there will be a transition stage where the emphasis goes on identifying those at greater risk of severe illness. More details will be provided on Wednesday of Stage 3 responses if the outbreak starts to overwhelm the health system or supply lines. Some 89% of eligible Māori 12 and over are now partially vaccinated, and 84% are fully vaccinated. Northland is still lagging at 85% partially vaccinated. Now, just over 200,000 New Zealand teens and adults still haven't received a dose, and Prime Minister Ardern urged them to reconsider any objection they may have. In New South Wales, about half the Omicron patients in intensive care units are unvaccinated, despite making up only 7% of the eligible population. National Māori Authority Chair Matthew Tukahi says people seem to have learned the lessons from Australia about the need for vaccination, but they also need to make preparations in case Omicron reaches their whānau. He says they need checklists in place and to know where to get support. And Te Rāwhiti-based Rua Bioscience is poised for growth after shareholders agreed to buy fellow New Zealand-based medical cannabis company Zahm Therapeutics for around $10 million. The deal, which is being done through the issue of new shares, will give Zahm shareholders, including former Air New Zealand Chief Executive Rob Fyfe, about 15% of the combined entity. It also brings in a relationship with Can Group, Australia's leading listed medical cannabis producer, which owns 8.36% of Zahm. Can has research and cultivation facilities in Melbourne and is developing a state-of-the-art cultivation and manufacturing facility near Mildura in Victoria. Rua Chief Executive Rob Mitchell says the deal will give his company the ability to get to global markets faster and to generate more revenue sooner in a cost-effective and capital-efficient way. He says it will assist Rua's efforts to develop unique medicinal cannabis cultivars and its commitment to job creation on the East Coast. And Te Homa, that's Wātea News, always available to you on wateanews.com.